KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is Austin Roof with KSTP. We have your fish report for the day, June the 10th, 2025. No harvest summaries, but we do have our escapement as well as an update from Chignik. They put out their first Chignik number one update for the year. Let's start now with the Alaska Peninsula Weir Report. 3,420 fish up the Chignik River yesterday for a total of 15,312, making them at their midpoint for their escapement objective. That is far and away the most fish that has escaped since 2018. Of course, 2017, 74,000, 2016, 71,000. We have the Nelson River with high water, so no fish were counted at that weir either. They're at zero fish for the season. Illinois River, 158 for a total 2,200 fish up the Illinois River so far to date. And they're in the midpoint so far, probably the low end, really, of the last 10-year cycle. And the Illiuk River had no fish up the weir yesterday for a total of one fish to date. Looking now at the Chignik fishery update number one, they are noting that there's an early sockeye escapement compared to the last 10 years. 15,312 fish have gone up through the 9th of June. Fishing might not or cannot occur before the expected 40,000 fish go through the weir, which they estimate will roughly happen around the 15th of June at the current trend. They are saying that they will allow for a 48-hour opener once the 40,000 fish escapement has gone up the weir at the 15th, they are estimating at this point. So hopefully a 48-hour opener coming in the next week or so, they are estimating over at Chignik to test the total run strength and fleet strength. But of course, this is all speculative at this point. So they are starting to update us that they are looking to have an opener here once the 40,000 fish escapement has been reached. Everything's been confidential due to the low amount of deliveries for fish, so no new harvest summaries. And so that will do it here for KSTP for the fish report for June 10th, 2025. This is Austin Roof, and have a great day.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska, from Sitkanap to Castle Cape. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today south winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today south winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a slight chance of rain after 10 a.m. Cloudy with highs near 46. South winds around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, rain likely mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy with lows near 44. South winds around 10 miles an hour. And Wednesday, rain likely before 7 a.m. Cloudy with highs near 47. South winds around 10 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch. A low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 8 inches. A high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 foot 6 inches. And a low at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:01 this morning. Your sun will set at 11:22, giving us 17 hours and 21 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, the Nikolsky School wrapped up its first school year in over a decade, and Alaska has taken in ICE detainees from outside the state. Stay tuned.
Support comes from GCI, introducing GCI Plus Internet and Mobile to help customers stream, work, and connect without limits. Terms and conditions apply. Details at gci.com/gci-plus.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. It's Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. Today in 1883, Alaska explorer Frederick Schwatka began his journey to the Yukon River. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. The Nikolsky School on Umnak Island wrapped up its first school year late last month following a decade-long closure. KUCB's Sophia Stewart Rossi reports.
Superintendent Mike Hanley calls the inaugural year incredibly successful. Students returned to the one-room schoolhouse this year for the first time since the school shut down in 2009 due to low student enrollment. Hanley says, quote, "Our kids made a great transition from a homeschool model to a model that required a bit more consistency and discipline," end quote. Lynette Hall teaches all ages at the school and has renewed her contract for another year. She says the community welcomed her and praised her students' positive attitudes. Hall describes the students as having, quote, "eager sincerity, open camaraderie with each other, utter respect for people of all ages, and their interest in learning," end quote. Teacher's aide Tatiana Hillhouse will also come back for the new school year. 10 students will return when the new school year begins August 27th, just before Labor Day. In Unalaska, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.
The Alaska Department of Corrections, which handles the state's jails and prisons, has taken in 40 people who were detained outside of the state by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The move comes amid a national crackdown on immigration by the Trump administration. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports.
Alaska Deputy DOC Commissioner April Wilkerson said in a statement that all 40 of the detainees are men, and they were taken in under a, quote, "existing contract for federal detainees." Wilkerson says the state is being reimbursed about $220 per man per day, and DOC anticipates the men will be held in the state for about a month. She says the state's prison population is at about 83% bed capacity as of Monday. Wilkerson declined to answer additional questions, including what facilities the men are being held at and where they were originally detained. Anchorage-based immigration attorney Nicholas Alano calls the move unusual and says he hasn't seen transfers like this in his decade as a lawyer in Alaska.
This is like sending people, I think, almost like trying to send them to El Salvador, to some far remote. And it's just the same idea of punishing the immigrant and punishing their families and creating fear and distress upon everybody.
Alano says he's been made aware that at least some of the detainees are being held at the Anchorage Correctional Complex. He says the conditions are very poor at the Alaska facilities, and detainees aren't able to leave their cell for very long or go outside.
The food is terrible, and the medical attention is subpar. This is different, and I'm not saying that it's a great camp, but my understanding and what the clients have told me, the treatment, the food, the space in the facilities are much better in Tacoma.
He's referring to the next closest ICE facility in Washington State. He says Alaska also has a shortage of interpreters. He says he's been contacted by the attorney of one of the detainees who has moved to Alaska, but as of Monday afternoon, he was not representing any of the 40 men.
I'm going to find out what we can do for him, try to get in contact with these other people, and just pass out the information that we are going to try to help and see what we can do.
A regional spokesman for ICE did not immediately respond to a request for comment. As of the end of May, 11 people in Alaska have been detained by ICE officials. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
In the basement of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau sit thousands and thousands of photographs. They were taken by a Tlingit elder who has since passed on. but for decades he documented important events and everyday life. As KTOO's Yvonne Crummy reports, the organization wants help identifying people and places in the photos.
Kahkahu, Cyril George Sr.'s family, unearthed his photo collection in the wake of his death 11 years ago. His granddaughter, Lillian Woodbury, said she was astounded at the volume of photos he kept in a small Juneau condo.
That tiny little room had been harboring all of these memories he captured in photo. I mean, every time we thought, we've got them all, we pulled out another box or another container, and I'd be like, oh my God, Mom, it's another box of photos.
To Woodbury, George was grandpa, but he left a mark on thousands of people in Southeast Alaska. George was a Tlingit leader from Angoon who lived to be 92 years old. Videos of his speeches are used for Tlingit language classes, and a collection at the University of Alaska Southeast Library is named after him. A family friend suggested they donate the photographs to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute to preserve and store them.
There's so much just joy in these photos. It's one of my favorite things, looking through them and seeing people just having a good time. People dancing, people talking to each other, cooking out on the beach.
That's Emily Galgano, one of the archivists who's been combing through the photos for the last several years. Some of the photos are online now and printed in books that are available in Juneau and Angoon for elders to look through. SHI hopes people will recognize some of the faces.
The first thing is we tried to find photos where you could see people's faces clearly, because the point of the book is really to try to get some identifications.
There are 20,000 photos in the full collection. A lot of them are pet photos and landscapes, but of the 1,600 SHI has made available, most are of people. Dancers in full regalia, fishing trips with strung-up halibut, graduations and meetings. The photos are full of life. Basketball games and 4th of July parades. They show Tlingit people living, working, teaching, and making art. They show elders and babies, and elders with babies. And those babies may be elders now themselves. Tlingit photographer Brian Wallace helped SHI scan the photographs. He knew George growing up, and looking through the photos, he was surprised by how many there are of everyday life.
They seemed mundane at the time, but looking back into the whole scope of things, it's just an amazing body of work.
Wallace says the photos of Kuik and early celebrations stand out to him, that they show how Southeast Alaska Native cultures have endured.
You know, they were thriving back then. They were thriving when he took the photos and still thriving.
And some of the photos were deeply personal for Wallace.
And then I loved finding the photographs that he had of my parents, to see some of those photos, and then also lots of photos of my aunts, you know, my aunties cooking dinner or singing songs or just in the background of photos. It was always fun to see those.
Woodbury, George's granddaughter, says it was hard to part with the collection. The memory of his loss is still fresh, more than a decade later.
But we also didn't want a lifetime of him making sure he carried that camera around to be lost.
She hopes that others, like Wallace, will look through the collection and find photos of loved ones who've passed on.
I think if people walk away seeing these photos and they feel like he gave them that one moment in time back, that makes me happy. And that will be a small part of his legacy.
Another part of his legacy is Woodbury herself. She's a photographer, too.
I think I was 16 the first time he gifted me a camera, and that was all it took.
And you can find a link to the photo collection in the online version of this story at ktoo.org. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.
Let's take a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. An Unalaska City Council meeting takes place tonight at 6. Join in person at City Hall or tune in right here at 89.7 FM, Channel 8 TV, or KUCB.org for a live stream of audio from the meeting. Dive into tide pools with Dr. Christina Bonsell and the Museum of the Aleutians tomorrow morning at 9. Head to the museum to learn about species in the intertidal zones of Unalaska's marine ecosystem. Dive-in movie night takes place at the Aquatic Center tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30. Enjoy a movie on the big screen while swimming in the pool. For 3 Wednesday nights this summer, bring your friends and family to float around and relax, or to take part in the action of your favorite films. This is an all-ages event, but children under 10 must be accompanied by an adult. For info on everything else happening in town, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Take it easy out there.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is hiring a grant writer, an executive director, and an administrative assistant. The Palof Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And leave today was a I'm in the phone booth, it's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it up the wall. I know she's there, but I just had a call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said I'd go to ignore. Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again? Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. It's good to hear your voice, you know it's been so long. If I don't get your call, then everything goes wrong. I want to tell you something you've known all along. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone.
Help me, sister. Won't you kiss your sister? cried the whole night long. Oh, well, I roll and I tumble, I cried the whole night long. Oh, well, I had the feeling, baby, something's going on wrong. Oh, well, I really love you, baby, come on and say you'll be mine. Oh, well, I really love you, baby, well, if you don't like potatoes, don't you take my bite. Oh, well, I cried last night, mama, I cried the night before. Oh, well, I cried last night, mama, I cried the night before. Oh, well, I had your feeling, baby, you don't love me no more.
Yeah! your chance. If you wanna dance,
you can sit and groove.
KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Come on, come on, come on. sun refused to shine. Never thought I'd have to pay so dearly for what was already mine. For such a long, long time. Like a martyr, the hurt gets worse and the heart gets harder. We made mad love, shallow love, random love, and abandoned love. Accidentally, like a martyr, the hurt gets worse and the heart gets harder.
lost and found.
Thank you.
should be out there.